More than 400 people incarcerated in Washington prisons have tested positive for COVID-19. Two have died. With very crowded conditions, family and advocates are pushing for change. More from KNKX reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Dean Rhodes has been advocating for treatment of his wife's numerous medical conditions ever since she was incarcerated at the Correction Center for Women in Gig Harbor. He worries about her pain levels and says her condition has been getting steadily worse. She has lupus, an autoimmune disorder, and he says recently she's come down with a fever.
They're not testing people in there, so there's no way to really know. If she contracts the virus with her ongoing internal organ failure, she will not survive. There's just no way.
Rhodes spoke at a press conference hosted by Columbia Legal Services, which narrowly lost a lawsuit before the state Supreme Court demanding the release of all medically vulnerable inmates, as well as those over 50 and anyone within 18 months of release. The state has commuted the sentences of about 1,000, but advocates say it's not enough. They say the epidemic has laid bare needed reforms, including better access to health care, and they say more use of work release and home electronic monitoring would reduce the risk of additional outbreaks of COVID-19. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.